Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Radiance by Design. Are you radiating consciously? Are you radiating by design from your own inner self? This is Veronica Entwistle reminding you of things we've talked about for a long, long time, haven't we? About how we radiate consciously by using our mind and our intention. And you know, we've been talking a lot lately about realizing you're using your mind and you're using your intention, but we're also realizing that we're unlimitable and that beyond us there are realms and realms and realms of consciousness. And if we, and we're, a lot of us are aiming toward becoming more and more conscious in this life, which means that we can ultimately create our reality. We can ultimately recreate the health state of our lungs, our liver, our kidneys, our legs, whatever. We can ultimately do all that. We have to focus, intend, and allow ourselves to emerge as this amazing, unlimitable species. And we can call in the realms. I don't mean just for channelers. I mean you and me. I want to say normal folks, but we're probably not normal if this is what we're listening to. But in any case, realms and realms and realms of consciousness that are out there. And you can reach out. And I would suggest first you clear up the energy fields in your own body, which we can do through sounds and breath and visualization and intention and so on. And the more of that we do, the more our frequencies become higher and higher. And as you change your energy and change your reality, as your frequencies become higher and higher, so goes your aura. And also, so goes your ability to reach out with your mind as a sculpting tool and make tremendous connections to those realms and realms of consciousness. There is no time and space, right? There is no such thing. It's not a linear progression of events out there. So as we do that, and as we clear ourselves up, and we really vibrate at a higher and higher level, right? It's just amazing how we can. So we're talking about Bernie Sanders, or we're talking about facing the corruption or the refugees and all of that. We have the ability, ladies and gentlemen, and I kind of believe here, and beliefs are meant to be played with too, like predictions, but I believe that we need to have a lot of us raising our fields and frequency, a lot of us rising up above the corruptive forces and domination that have run life on this planet, so we can reach the unlimiting possibilities of multidimensionality. You have access, and so do I. So it's just a really, really stunning time on the planet, scary as heck. People are, you know, have you been paying attention to the vaccination stuff? Pretty scary stuff when you think, like, De Niro said that he was threatened and that's why he backed down about vaccination. And now he's saying something a lot of us have said. Vaccinations per se are okay. But when you put a whole bunch of them together and you use, what do they call it? The binding? What do they call it? Oh, I think they call it something like the delivery tool. Something like mercury. Hello? We know that mercury makes people crazy. And a lot of us who had our teeth filled with mercury in the old days had to go and spend probably as much money, if not more, to get the darn stuff out, which has made a huge difference in our nervous system. So we have all these little kids and we're giving them like 21, 22 viral vaccination, whatever they are. And they're all bound together with aluminum, which we know has a lot to do with Alzheimer's, hello, and mercury, which has a lot to do with nervous problems and fragilities, hello. And now, what's the latest thing? They're putting Roundup in. Monsanto has made a deal with the pharmaceuticals, so I read. Now, I haven't confirmed this. I haven't checked my resources to see that I'm really telling you the truth. But maybe some of you are going to call tonight and tell me what the skinny is on that. But the whole idea is like, what are they trying to do here? And I was talking to Bob before I got on here, and he was saying this is the End Times Atlantis rerun. And in Atlantis, before it went down for, I guess, the third time and the last time, It was brought down by power structures out of control, dominance, corporate dominance, dominance over what the power is that would invite your industries to keep going and pad the pockets of a few and keep people kind of enslaved. Ta-da! And poisoning. Here's something. I'm going around and there's so much going on. It's really hard to know which thing to talk about first. And I think what we're going to do is, because I really want to, we're going to do our structures. We're going to do some healing work. And I truly, truly, truly want you guys to call in tonight. And let's stick to some very pithy topics. If I can get online here, which might be a little bit tricky, I'm going to find a letter, an email that I received from someone who calls into the show periodically. Hey, if you're listening, Miss Nancy, I'm going to read your letter tonight. And the reason is because I think it's like a beautiful, beautiful tribute to your own growth and some of the consciousness that we're trying to imbue ourselves with and share it with other people and so on. So I'm going to find that. But in the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun. So what I really want you to do is join me in the structures. I cannot go online for some reason, and I'm afraid of going online in this computer because it might knock off my Skype. So anyway, here we go. Let's have a deep breath. And what this structure is, these structures are for, is to help us, like I said at the beginning, if you raise your fields and frequency, if you teach yourself and intend to be able to vibrate throughout your body, mind, throughout your organs, throughout your brain, you can actually become more and more unlimitable. Do you like that word? You can shift dimensions. I want to do that all the time, you know, but I don't do it that well. Periodically, right? When we shift dimensions, there's a lot about healing. Like you change the energy and change the reality, and you can like move out of your body and recreate what's going on in your body and drop back in your body, because there's no time and space. You've gone out there and then you come back in and your syndrome, whatever it is different. Now, I don't know that I can do that all the time, but I know that it has happened, and I know other people that have more confidence than I about making that happen. So one of the things about the structures that I love are how the structures, the shapes, truly empower the vibration of your body mind, right? And it's also an enclosed, even though it's all etheric, it's all enclosed space, which enhances the vibrational milieu, ambiance, that you're in when you're doing some of these manifestation and healing techniques, right? So they're wonderful for that. A, B, they're a meditation. Any way you can use your mind to create a stable force to put yourself in, to keep yourself from being awash in the chaos of our times, our times on this planet at any time. The other thing is our ability to feel transcendence within ourselves and for other people. So it's a real healing tool, isn't it? And the fourth thing is something that I say every week, is if you and I join each other and many, many, many other people, thousands of other people out there, if we join one another in a common meditation, it happens. We've created a coherent field. And you know, if you read, who was I reading? I like to listen to Ramana Maharshi. I think I told a lot of you that. I love to listen to Ramana Maharshi. I like to listen at night to voice things like stories or interview some of my wonderful interviews from Paradigm Shifters, because then I have time to glean some of the information that might have whipped through because I only heard it once. So I like to listen to something at night. And one of the things I listen to a lot is Ramana Maharshi's Abide with the Self. And the thing about Maharshi is so beautiful. But just listening to this raises the feels and frequency in my room, which for me, if I'm going to listen to something at night because I'm not sleeping all that well, I sure want to roll around in the amazing higher fields and frequencies of wonderful teachers. What's his name? Yogi Raj is another one I like to listen to. And he has a wonderful long name beginning with S, which I don't pretend to know how to pronounce. But if you flip around and listen to some of these YouTubes, you'll find yourself raising your field and frequency. And just like in the structures, if you can raise your field and frequency, you make your own aspirations much more possible. So I like to start with that right now. And if I can go online at some point, we're going to read Nancy's email. But if I can't go online, we're going to forget that idea. And I'll try to recap some of what she says, okay? But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I really hope that you're going to be calling in. Are you? So let's do our meditation first, and I'll see if I can get on this. I just don't know. All right, so let's everybody take a deep breath. Good, another one. When you breathe, I'm learning, this is another practice I've been doing a lot of. This is an old one that we're doing again. It's a Kriya. When you do your breathing, breathe up the spine, all the way up on one side, and out, breathe down the spine on the other. And if you do it carefully, you'll get right in the rhythm of your breathing, and your spine will start getting really bright and almost electrical. Okay, so back we go to above your head. Another deep breath, and then above your head, about 2 miles, see up there a golden ball. I can already feel the vibrations, can you? And below your spine, maybe only 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through every vertebrae in your spine, da-da-da-da-da-da. Into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a gold pyramid. Push it out so that you can play underneath it. And then upside down, another gold pyramid, and its point goes into the lower golden ball. You push those two pyramids together, one sticking up, one sticking down. They meet at their base to base, and become a big diamond shape, right? You see it there? Yeah. So there you are, skewered, and you're in a diamond, aren't you? All right. And in your diamond, I want to see you create a beautiful crystal ball. Can we do that? Yeah. You want a crystal ball. And in that crystal ball, and I've seen the crystal ball is always shimmering. That's how I see it. And it's always got these amazing colors going all around it. Yeah. And I know there's somebody on line one, Aaliyah, but I'm going to keep going with the structures right now because I have some clients and friends who truly need it right now. So join me in this because you're really powerful too. All right. So inside that crystal ball, you see a beautiful star. It's a three-dimensional star of David. And see that star. It's your Merkaba, isn't it? Your Merkaba is that vibrational vehicle that you change dimensions with. So take a look. You're in the star. And now I want you to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin in the star. And as you're spinning, looking in front of you, you see this magical screen. And on the screen, we're going to create some movies. Right? So I want you to get into those, creating those movies. The first movie is you becoming who you want to become. Right? I want to become consciously, I always say this, consciously multidimensional. I want to be able to speak to you from every dimension if I want to. I'd love to time travel too, wouldn't you? But I'm just sticking to this part so far. Now, what is it you want to become? You don't have to do what I'm saying. You can do whatever it is you dream of becoming. You know, when you're a little kid, you kind of dream that you're going to be this when you're big and that when you're big. Maybe you can fly. I don't know. Just see yourself becoming that which you want to become. Ooh, such a good feeling. I feel a real buzzing energy right now. And now wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now the second screen is you creating something you want to create. It might be home and family, right? It might be a house. It might be an interdimensional travel holiday. It might be building a museum. I don't know, writing a book, creating a movie, making a line of clothing. Let's see, it doesn't matter. It can be bacon and apple pie. I want you to see all the pieces coming together, all the resources, the people, the money, the places, everything flowing to you so that you can just accept all of these resources that help you create your project. That's it. It's funny, yeah. I'm just saying it's funny because I have a project that I should do and I don't want to because I'm shy about it. And I'm going, oh, okay, well, I could put that in there and see myself having help, right? Having a lot of help if it's something I don't want to do or you don't want to do. Let's see ourselves having a lot of help, all the people, the money, the time, the places, all the resources flow to us to create this. Good. And now see it coming to a nice conclusion. Oh, wow, look at my project. It's perfect. And then see all the resources, the time, the place, the money, the enthusiasm, everything pours towards you to help your project sustain itself till its natural denouement, till it naturally is done. Oh boy, and you're so pleased. And now let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now here's the part that I want to help some of my friends with. It's called the Galactic Healing Center. Also, when I say that, it doesn't not help us to really focus and visualize what it is we want to become. It helps us tremendously. Because when we don't and we stymie ourselves with our fears and our doubts, we don't get very far, do we? So in both cases, when you're creating what you want or when you're becoming what you want, you are actually helping the world. You're contributing a much higher version of yourself. And now we're in the Galactic Healing Center. Like I said, we all have our own guides, don't we? So let's call in from your guidance. So maybe we'll go from just your guides, okay? Let's go to realms and realms and realms of guidance, as we were speaking of earlier. Layer after layer after layer. And then have the fallout from that. Bring in like 9 or 10 healing guides, okay? So you might be bringing some from a very high level, you might be bringing some from a very simplistic level, and we're going to have like 9 or 10 of them circle round the healing table. It's a beautiful healing table. The first person to leap onto the healing table is you. Flop! And now I want you to ask, look up and see who your healing guides are. And I want you to ask for what you want. Now, maybe you don't know what you want, in which case you ask them. What is it I should be working on right now? Take notes in your mind. And if you're asking them for what you want, that's great too. Okay? Yeah. It's funny, I'm asking a very huge karmic thing. Let's see what they're doing. Ask for what you want. Good work. And now wrap it in light and move it over to the left. When we do that, the healing team goes with it. But you know what? You haven't lost anything because they will replicate themselves when it's time to come back into a fresh table. So you wrap it in light, move it over to the left, and now we've got a fresh table. And who are you going to put on the table, Mabel, if you're able? Okay, so I have a friend who is in an incredible situation. I can't believe how many things have gone wrong. Some time back, her partner who was also her business partner, left, and he took with him half of all the business stuff so that she's not been able to reassemble the business. And it broke her heart anyway because she's in love with him. But he obviously is not in love with her. He's been gone for quite a while. And since that time, she's had more and more and more crises. And so today it was, I can't take anymore. So you and I know this, so we're going to have this person lying on the table, hopefully getting a sense of rest, and hopefully getting a sense of appeasement because she sees that the universe has her back. Doesn't feel like it, does it? Now we're asking her healing team to come around and say what they see, yes. Now she is being taught, you could say taught a lesson, but it isn't quite that gross. What they're saying is she is learning, she is refining, she is ripping herself apart. She is releasing more of the codependent and victim material than she ever imagined. It's like having a nervous breakthrough. But she still has a little more to go, but they're wanting to soothe her. And that's what I'm seeing here. They're soothing her. They're working on some odd configuration in her belly area. They're working on her brain pattern. And the lineage pattern, you know, the lineage, what's in her red chakra. In fact, as we work on her red chakra, which changes how your base animal instincts relate to your life, your drive, your dharma, lineage, your ability to create money. She has a very strong ability to create money. She's just in a state of distress right now. Okay? So I want each one of you to ask those healing teams to replicate themselves as well. Hello, hello, we're back again. Apparently I was making a lot of noise. I think that was the wind in my hair as I shifted dimensions, don't you think? Don't you think? Is that what happened? So this is Veronica Entwistle saying we're back. I want to finish this, Aaliyah, and then I would love to get back to you, but I hope that this lack of noise is going to appeal to everybody a lot better. Okay, let me see if I can move this out of the way. Honestly. Okay, it's like being on the freeway, isn't it, everybody? Okay, so now we are going in, we're putting another friend in on a table. We've wrapped this person up, and what I was saying before we got so rudely interrupted, I wanted everybody to check your red chakra, and I was asking the healing team to work on everyone's red chakra, because when we're talking about shifting dimensions and we're talking about evolving, we're talking even about Bernie Sanders or moving out of corruption on this planet or the end times of Atlantis. We all need to launch all our chakras, really. But the red chakra is our base animal instincts and all of that. Our base animal instincts have to be ratcheted up to a much higher level, do they not? So anyway, I want everybody to take a look at your red chakra at the base of your spine. And we're bringing in like reams and reams of healing teams to help shift that base chakra with you. Yeah, I can feel it. Can you feel it? I can. And then allow that red energy to move right up your spine. Good work. Right up to the top of your head and straight out into the great central sun. Switch around, move back down through your head, down your spine, and way down into the core of the earth. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and now we have a fresh table. And I'm going to put Carol on the table. I speak to her pretty much every week. She's on one table. Then we have another table. My friend Nancy, who has called into the show for years, is just really a very, very diligent worker. She had a terribly weakening, critical time for quite a while. But she, and I will say what was in her letter, she and some friends... She's been growing a lot. She and some friends have got a GoFundMe, you know, to raise money. And they're going off to Haiti. And what they've decided to do is follow Margaret Mead's thing, which was, you know, the world could change if you even start with little, one at a time, small groups at a time, and take a project and do it. So they're going over there to start. I think it's, I haven't got her letter up here, as you know, I was having some technical problems with that. But I think it's a, if I remember correctly, it's a certain school system that they're trying to bring into Haiti. And I think there might be an orphanage. But anyway, they're going over there to pioneer some really brilliant ideas on a GoFundMe project. And their whole thing, and she said she was very inspired by learning to empower herself from this show and other things that have influenced her. Well, I love that, don't you? We're all facing a time, if this really is the end times of Atlantis, we're facing a time where we have to choose to move up and out of the constrictions of the lower consciousness, the greed consciousness and all of that. You know what it is, I don't need to tell you. But to move out of it, we have to be able to move ourselves up and not be under the influence so that we can unlimit ourselves. So let's see ourselves being unlimited. And let's see Carol. She's the one who's been in pain 24/7 for years and years, and she's had a horrible time. She's getting there. She has a lot of different healers working with her now, and she is getting there. All right, now let's wrap her in light. They're working on her right now. And then my other friend is Nancy, who's a friend of yours as well. And she, and we're going to gather her, and her strength is growing. We want to see the guides are working on the strength of her backbone. Apparently she's got some back issues, and they're saying that they want to work on strengthening her backbone so she will have the resilience and that she can keep her focus really strong, and that her friends really feel like that wind is under their wings. So we're going to wrap them in light and send them on a very beautiful trip to Haiti for the product that they're going to help a lot of people over there. If everybody in the world did something to help, guess what? We'd be a wonderful species. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side. We're going to do a political one, and then, Aaliyah, I'm coming back to you very shortly. So we're going to wrap that in light, and we're going to do our political one. What would you like to put on the big political table? Let's surround this table with our healing team, and then their healing teams surrounded by their healing teams. So we have one of those absolutely amazing, many, many multi-tiered consciousness realms going around our healing table. And on it, I think what we're going to put is, I think I want to put on something very narrow here, which is the thing about vaccinations and truth, and how the market is what is decreeing. It's a life and death issue for some of these markets, is it not? So I want us to see a lot of the beings, let's put that whole issue, pharmaceutical marketing, vaccinations, in such a way as that is deleterious to our children, to even adults. And I want to see consciousness rising in many of the beings who are imposing some of those rules on the whole, well, everybody, really. Eh? Thank heaven for some of the countries that refuse some of our products, because they are a little bit of the epitome of what we need to look at to get some support. So I'm asking the healing team to really imbue many of the individuals that are very, very powerful in these circumstances with a rising consciousness. Because if their consciousness rises, they're not going to be able to carry out this kind of stuff. That's right. And as Robert De Niro said something a lot of us have said, which is, vaccinations are great in some ways, but if you mix them with mercury and aluminum and these other things, in order to make that the carrier, we're really destroying a lot about our children's longevity and our well-being. And then we'll have more autism, and sometimes there's brilliance in autism, but I'm not sure that's what our aim is. Now we're going to wrap that in light and see, oh, whilst we're doing this, let's see if we can imbue leaders also all over the world with a higher level of consciousness, respect for all living, everything living, respect, and love. Good. And we're just going to infuse and imbue them. Okay, and wrap that in light. All right. Move it over to the side. Now I want you to reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool. Remember, we spoke of that earlier in the show. And reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool. Now remember, there are huge, huge downloads of consciousness energy coming through the universes. So let's reach up and grab some of that and have it move down through the top of your head, whirl round and round in your head, around and round in your neck, round and round in your heart, down your arms, out your hands. Good. And I want you to see how it's radiating off your hands and go and pat parts of the world, okay? Lots of parts of the world. Good. We're patting all kinds of parts of the world where there have... I heard Obama is curtailing an awful lot of the oil explorations in the oceans now. Suddenly he's taken action on a lot of these things. I think there's action happening around the world. And anyway, back to us. Let's just see if we can pat with the light on our hands and just our hands flowing with consciousness. We're going to pat some healing and some harmonizing in all the places where people are very, very ill, where there are tremendous numbers of refugees with nowhere to go, where there are egregious leaders who are preventing people from getting food, right? And where there's sick, sick, sick people. Now also, let's send light to the areas in which all the restaurants, any food left over, they're putting out so they're accessible to people who want to help themselves. They're putting out in fridges, I saw in some postings, right? Let's just bless that there's a lot of really good stuff going on out there as well. And let's hope to grow the number of good things so that it can offset these more primitive consciousnesses. Good. And I can feel it sparking. My whole body is just sparking. See the world just like radiating this pulsing atmosphere. Just see it. There we go. And then it goes round and round and round the world, round and round and round the world. So if you're an ET and you're out there looking at the earth, instead of going, oh my gosh, what a primitive place, they're going, oh, there's a lot of love and a lot of consciousness radiating off this planet. Okay, so then that light comes up into the palms of our hands. After going round and round the world, comes up your arms. All up your arms, moves into your heart, swirls round and round in your heart to give us that dose of love we all love, and then moves up through your neck, okay, and through the head, and way out into the great central sun, turns around, comes back down through the top of your head, and swirls round and round in your body, goes down into the core of the earth, pops up into your body again. And now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Jump into a star tetrahedron and spin, 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 and spin. That's it. Spin and spin and spin. Funny, there's a beautiful ginger cat staring at me as I do this from outside the window. That's right. So we're spinning and spinning and spinning, and now we're going to slow down and jump into the room, and I want you to... call me. Now, Aaliyah, you're already being very patient, darling. I hope you're being patient, either that or you're not, right? Welcome to the show. Are you there? Oh, we've lost her. I can't believe it. Are you there, Aaliyah? Are you there, honey?
I am.
Well, you're looking good.
Oh, you can hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can hear you. I can kind of see you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
So what's up with you? Are you going to transcend life? Are you going to go and walk on Bernie's parade? What are you going to do? Are you a Trump follower?
I'm not. No, I don't follow anyone. But I'm find the polarization of the political thing very interesting. you know, I don't really follow it. I can sense the people, you know, if that makes sense, without having to follow the specifics. Yeah. And, you know, I've always thought Obama was, you know, a good guy. I think he really intends well, and I don't know that he's been able to do what he needs to do. But
Your phone's fading out, so make sure you keep your mouth into the mic.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know what's going in the future. I feel things are really heating up. I just came out of a really intense period myself the last couple of days, and it just broke around 4 o'clock today. But it was, you know, it's just being too sensitive, I think. I feel all the anxiety and energy around me that, you know, a lot of people are kind of encountering what I call the wailing and gnashing of teeth, you know, when this shift hits them, but it hits them in their pocketbook, it hits them in their fear, it hits them in their, you know, it hits them close. And I think a lot of people are just, you know, finally feeling this, and it's going to be uncomfortable. I don't know how else to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right. It is kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the difficult thing for me and for a lot of us is, even though we have known about this for a long time, that's not necessarily something that makes us feel better, you know. And knowing what might be coming is kind of hard, too. But I've always said that, you know, we need to be do this in a graceful manner that evades a lot of the fear that would bring down the vibration of the planet. So, you know, but people do have to wake up. Now, I don't know how that happens without the fear, without the anger, without the lower vibrational stuff. But, you know, one thought is that it has to happen very slowly. And that always depresses me. I'm like, okay, let's get it over with. Are you there? Veronica?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah.
There was a noise. I was trying to mute it away. I agree with you that there's something very, very exciting about what's going on. That we talk about the end times of Atlantis. It isn't always easy to say, oh, that'll be fun, right?
No. I think a lot of us are saying, can I get out now?
Exactly. Like, what are we going to... But on the other hand, I find it quite intriguing to contemplate how we are actually, we're what do they call it, consciously evolving, right? And that's
some
the thing,
of
that's what we're
evolving.
After, is we're trying to consciously choose, consciously evolve, right?
Well, I think the people that are awake are consciously choosing. But I don't think that the people that are not awake are consciously choosing on the, what we refer to as consciousness, which is really not our consciousness, it's our egoic self. So on the egoic, on the level of the egoic self, no, they're not, and they never will choose that. But on the level of their higher selves, yeah, they're all here to be part of it.
Well, now there's something else that's interesting. You know how Eckhart Tolle and various other people have said there's going to be a split so that... if you go for the higher realms, you're not going to be able to connect with the lower, the people who want to maintain life as it is. And if you go for the lower ones, you're not going to be able to connect with the higher ones. And I think it's like most of these things, that it's all an illusion, that to me, I understand it all intellectually. But sitting with it, I go, I don't quite know what that really means, you know? What do you think?
You mean whether or not there will be a split?
Yeah, or what the split's going to be like. Will I be really like hanging around on a cloud looking over there and seeing you there but not being able to see Joe Schwartz, who's kind of a jerk and he's hoarding Cadillacs or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't know because it's the only thing that we know in our consciousness is something that seems to fit, that fits into our egoic, you know, or this timeline, and none of that fits into this timeline or this reality. So,
well, on income tax day, which is tomorrow, it's hard to just not be, like, you're calling it all egoic, and I'm wondering about a glossary. Maybe we need to create a glossary, because, I don't know about the use of, your use of the term ego and how it relates to what I would say. But I do think, if I would switch it around a little bit to say identity, people hang on to their identity for dear life. And I think our identity has to release itself at this point to a degree. You know?
Yeah, I went through a big void process where that kind of a lot of that got released, and then it came back. You know, it's like a habit. It's a kind of a habit. But I think of it as the lower self or the egoic self. I define as being the scalp, and that the higher self is the bigger amount of us that stays outside of this reality, this little bubble experiment thing. And that, you know, and that identity, that the egoic self gains identity. And that's just part of the process of the evolving consciousness. Now it has to let it go in order to go further. Because identity is like bands of iron you put on yourself. You know,
well, if you want to evolve, you have to clear attachments and aversions, right? And so identity is right in the middle of that, isn't it?
Well, and you think about it, the emotional attachments and the aversions are the things, the very things that create the reality. So you're not able to change your outer reality until you change your inner space. And your inner space, if it's cluttered with all these things that you are identified with, that you're attached to, you can't go further until you become more empty, you know. And I think it's a big emptiness if you're going really high. You know, you got to really empty out the stuff that's holding you back, pinning you down to the earth, to the older.
I think it's really interesting the way you're putting that, because I'm going like, I think, and I don't know this, but I think little kids know, at least I think I did, and you probably did, little kids know what their ultimate goal is in life from the inside out. I think that's true. And we get so caught up in what's going on in the world that we kind of forget that, or we can't lay our hands on it. I don't know. And then I think, whether we use terms like egoic or not, I'm going, if this split might have more to do with coming from the inside, then, you know, that's a hyper-simplistic way of putting it, isn't it? You know, coming from the inside rather than identity. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the inner split, the split inside the individual where you make the decision what side of you to support, which island to stand on. You know, you can stand on the old island of identity and material possessions and things like that, or are you going to stand on the new island of, which is actually the old island, the original island of, you know, higher consciousness, which is a oneness thing. And that's the goal, if there is a goal of life, is evolution. So there becomes a point where it has to evolve. There's no way to hold it back anymore.
But that's really intriguing, because don't you think that we would have to, and this is for people at home, I hope some of you will call in, but we have to kind of let go in such a huge way that our lives might look totally different than anything we ever imagined.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that that is what's going to happen. I'm hoping that we do get in our lifetime, and hopefully in the next few years, something that's a really wonderful reward for all the work that we've done. You know, that we'd actually get to experience that. We don't. I think one of the things that I think is very confusing for people that have been in this process for a while is we've been told about the law of attraction and everything like that, and we just visualize something long enough, you know, and hold the energy and this vibrational awareness and da-da-da. You match the vibration of what you, of your inner desire to the world you want, and then you get it. But I think what's happening when you're trying to shift an entire planet is a lot of these people who are the forerunners are working this energy thing, the energy component of this, till the cows come home, because the material takes a long time to shift. And because the mass consciousness, which is making consensual reality what it is very slow to shift. You know, it's not shifting quickly. And so having these things appear in the surface is just like, you know, God, like pulling teeth. It's very hard to do.
It's so interesting, because I think there's a graduation, meaning there are some people who are shifting quite quickly, and some people will take 1,000 years. There's kind of like the gradation of all that, right? So however long it takes to shift doesn't really matter in a way.
Yeah, well, it would be, but personally I think that, you know, there are people talk about the split as if there's only two sides to the split. But I think there's a lot of them. I think it's more of a fracturing, you know, so that there's a lot of different versions of, you know, consensual reality where people shift according to their soul's desire, that how fast they want to shift. I think there's a lot of people that are still very, very enamored with materialism, which is a very low consciousness.
I think all of that is really interesting. We better draw it back down to reality right now, but I want to think about that a lot. I think it's very interesting. But what's going on in your life that you can use as an example here?
Or is that a question, what's going on in my life?
Yeah, just to pinpoint it, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, personally, I think it's been very hard for me to manifest. And, you know, I feel like even though there's a lot of stuff that's going on in my life in terms of, you know, my body and my emotions I guess my emotional awareness, not so much my emotions, because I don't know that they really are mine anymore, but there's a lot that's going on underneath the surface. But in terms of being able to manifest the life that I want, no, that doesn't happen. And I see other people able to do that.
What do you think about your dharma? What do you think about dharma and reasons for that soul journey?
Well, I don't think I came here to have that life before the planet shifts. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's because the energy is, there's a lot of us that came here to work energetically, and you know, nobody knew it would be this hard. Nobody knew it would take this long, or that we'd be so exhausted by now. And there's a huge level of exhaustion in this work.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, particularly when you can't manifest on the physical. You know, it's like that energy work has to be done over and over and over again. It's like, you know, constantly protecting yourself from negative energies if you're fearful of that. But it's just not even it. It's just that the stuff is just running around in the atmosphere. And it's pretty chaotic, you know. It's hard to focus on your own
very
life.
Very chaotic.
Don't you think?
Anyway, I think to be really positive, I think there's some great things going on here, which give me, like, there's shards of possibility that people are really rising up above the primordial stew, you know, stretching themselves out.
Have you heard of that movement to Washington, D.C.? On Washington, D.C.?
What?
Yes,
the, what is it called?
Pro-democracy.
Spring?
I think it's pro-democracy.
Spring?
Yeah, democracy spring, mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Those are the kinds of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think what's really interesting, for example, if Bernie gets 30,000 people out on the streets and so on in one thing, that's a pretty big number.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I think people are ready to like, you know, I mean, if it doesn't work within the system, they're going to throw it out. You know, the system, you know, and there's another movement, although I saw it was kind of religious-based, so I kind of threw it out on myself, but to restore the Constitution. So, you know, there should be a movement to restore things like that, without a doubt, because we've gone pretty far away from what the original concept of this country was. Hey, do you see when I say
that? I think
it
needs to be renewed to match a very multidimensional reality that was not in existence when it was created. But anyway, that's me, and I'm not even American, so shut my mouth.
Yeah, no, don't shut your mouth. I find it fascinating.
Well, and we're going to have to say goodbye because there's only a little bit of time left, but I always find it interesting, the sort of things that you bring up. And I think the fact that you said that all these movements are going on, it brings tears to my eyes sometimes because some of the people, some of the famous people, for example, like Cher, you know, she just moved radically from Hillary over to Bernie. Some people are loudly proclaiming change in the middle of it all. And I think that's kind of unprecedented. I don't hear that normally, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's exciting.
Do you see what I'm saying about manifestation on the personal level for me, or are you seeing something different than what I'm seeing?
You mean that you didn't realize it would be this hard for you to manifest a regular life? Is that what you're saying?
Or that maybe I'm not right and I don't see that manifestation happening for me, but maybe you do. I don't know.
Well, I think you already said it. You're meant for something different than just stabilizing the earth plane, which a lot of people who... Remember, it was Alan Watts who wrote quite a bit about the value of insecurity when you're on a spiritual path? Because if you're not insecure, then you're not pushing any envelopes, are you? And so you're here to be someone who's always running to the frontiers, and you have to, or you can't stand yourself. And so I would say, given that kind of, and some of you are listening to this show are like that as well, given that kind of an inner light that you've got, I don't see, unless you're with a partner of some sort or a community where the whole thing is about pushing the envelope, I can't really see you having that feeling of nesting and being safe with, you know, I'll just say with blank. You see what I mean? Because you cannot forfeit. And I have my own version of this, actually, not quite the same, but you cannot forfeit your journey for the sake of security in this life. You have to push you have to be hanging out on the frontier. You have to push that envelope, and you have to come from your inner gut and your base chakra. You have to do that in this life, and you've done a great job. And I would say that you're coming up into a section of your life where there is kind of a community consciousness. I think it's going to be brought up to you by maybe a younger woman who is involved in a group thing. Anyway, it seems like what's going to happen all of a sudden is an opportunity for you to feel like you're nesting or you're in. And maybe for people at home, this whole thing about community development is something that's going to happen for a lot of us. And it seems to happen by synchronicity or something. It doesn't happen because you beat the bushes and started looking up community under a K. It's just like,
yeah.
It comes to
overall,
you and you go, wow, I'm ready for this.
Yeah, overall, I think we're beginning to get ready for that. And I also think that it's a new way to do things. Is to follow the heart instead of to follow the mind. And the idea of communities in the past have been a little mental, you know, and I think that the way forward is to follow the heart. It's not to follow the mind anymore. So to try to force something to happen is exactly what following the mind's about. I've run into a lot of flack in my life for, you know, following my heart, following my intuition from other people who think I should be following my mind. And you know what? They've got a lot of ammunition, fear-based ammunition to hand me for bolstering their point. But yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is that's the tradition. I mean, like, if you don't plan your university education and your retirement, da-da-da-da-da, you're in big trouble. Well, there's a lot of us not working that way. We're trying to follow the heart. We're trying to follow our intuition. We're trying to give service. We're blah, 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 you know? And you're okay. Yeah, and you're going to be fine, but it may not be really cushy, you see?
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for telling me that, because sometimes I'm like, ooh, the last few days were just really rough. But I wanted to thank everyone who is doing this work. I just want to acknowledge people who have been holding this vision of a new earth in their hearts, and to just acknowledge them and, you know, thank them for energetically supporting the foundation of this.
Yeah, thanks for that, Leah. And I have to say to everybody, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design tonight. Call me, let me know what you think, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com or veronicaentwistle.com is my website, and I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to give you a session. I'd love to hear what you would like to hear on Radiance by Design. Blessings to all of you, and to you, Aaliyah. Good night, everyone.